My name is Tisetso Malepa. I'm a journalist at Times Life.
I understand, yes. What do you want to know of me?
I just wanted to find out from you that have you received my email, because I sent you an email yesterday.
I have received your email. It is the most irresponsible email I have ever received.
Yes, I'm just wondering...
You're wondering quite correctly. I've not seen such an irresponsible, idiotic email in my life before. What sort of idiot... You don't even know whether it's morning or evening, by the way. Now, what precisely do you wish to know? Make it quick and get on with it. Don't you dare talk lies to me.
Wondering, will you able to respond to the email?
I will not respond to your idiotic email. Now, please get on with it if you want to talk to me. What the hell do you want to say to me? You are a dishonest, irresponsible idiot. Now, on that basis, please get on with it.
Now, sir, you know, I don't appreciate your language that you're using.
I know you don't, because you're an idiot. That's why. I don't appreciate your dirty language either. Your language is not swear words. Your language is dirty in your bloody heart. And I do not appreciate that. I have not fallen for you, my brother. I know what rogue you really are. You've exposed yourself. You may fool many others. You do not fool me. You are a troublemaker of the highest order. I do not respect you, and I think that I do not respond to your idiocy, okay? You may print that in your newspaper if you wish, but then you cannot sue me for defamation. You will be responsible for it. By the way, if you print anything at all about any proceedings against me, let me make this very clear. If you print anything at all about any proceedings against me for bribery, and I assure you there are none, I don't know where you picked that rubbish up from, I will sue you and your pants will fall off your backside. Do you understand that?
100%.
So I dare you to publish it. I will sue you until... You mean...
No, but I'm asking you, for a comment right now.
Where do you get that bullshit from?
I'm asking you from a comment right now.
What you? No. What comment? I don't want your. I just want to know where I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Where you get idiotic notions from?
We
can't I ask you? Wait.
From the stories that we've published.
Are you? Wait a minute. Listen to me. I'm asking you, where do you get your idiotic notions from? Unless you account to me fully, don't use your right as an idiotic newspaper person. If you want my comment, give me full particulars. Now, are you giving me full particulars or are you not? What are your full particulars? Where precisely do you get the information from? What precisely do your letters mean? And what precisely do you wish to know? Now, please be responsible as a journalist and talk to me properly. Carry on now, if you wish to.
Okay, that's fine. Let's start about you allegedly offering 5,000 to the suspended acting CEO. Can you just explain
why do I owe you an explanation? Who the hell are you? I'm asking you.
I'm just a journalist.
Please, will you print my remarks that I said that in my view you are an irresponsible journalist and I do not owe you an explanation. That is my response. You are an irresponsible journalist. And I do not owe you an explanation. Will you please ask the person who wrote that letter why they were offered that money? You do your own dirty work. Don't ask me for an explanation. Don't use me as a shortcut. And please print that I think that you are too irresponsible and dishonest a journalist for me to respond to you at all.
Why am I a responsible journalist?
Oh, no, because you do not make your full investigation. You just pick up things from a letter here and a letter there. You snoop around all over the place. This is not my idea of a responsible journalist. So you may think that you are highly responsible because your morality may be dented somewhat, but that is your problem. You are the only journalist with whom I have this trouble at the moment. I have never seen such honesty and implied nonsense in my life before. Firstly, why do you even believe that she's talking the truth?
I don't believe she's talking the truth. That was
no,
that
is, what, no, no. You're asking me.
That is why I'm
why
asking you.
Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute. Don't talk lies to me. You are asking me why you offer her 5,000. What was the circumstance? That thing you're assuming. I offered her 5,000. You didn't ask me, did you offer her 5,000?
I said.
What did you ask me?
I said.
Yes.
She alleges that you offered her 5,000 rands. For her
she alleges, yes, so now?
For her to seek legal counsel. So I'm asking you.
So I'm asking what do you want my response for? What do you think? I mean.
What was that for? What was the context?
Because what?
What was the context of you?
What does she say I offered her 5,000 for? Where's that letter? Show me the letter.
For her to go seek legal counsel to advise
show
her.
Show me the letter.
If
you want me to comment, you must be open with me. Show me the whole letter.
No.
And I will respond. Don't ask me dirty, flyaway questions. Now read the letter to me. Go on.
Just hold on a sec.
Hurry up. Don't waste my time.
Just a second.
No. Now you're taking so long. Are you so inefficient that you can't find the letter quickly?
No. Here goes. I've got it
what
now.
What idiocy is this from journalists of this world? You phone about a letter and you can't even find it. And you know that you said to me, have a wonderful morning at 6 o'clock in the evening. Can you explain why you said that, by the way? You don't know that. Do you know the difference between morning and evening?
Yeah, I know. That was just a typo.
Do you know,
because
do you know the difference, by the way?
It was a typo because I wanted to send you that
but
email
no,
in the
typo.
Morning.
It can't be a typo because, as I understand it, E-V-N-I-N-G, those keys
okay.
are in a different part of the keyboard than M-O-R. It was just an idiotic error, wasn't it? Wasn't it no more than an idiotic error? You thought it was morning when it was evening. That's how idiotic you are.
Okay, you want me to read the line?
Oh, no, read the whole bloody letter, not the line.
No, sir, I cannot read you the whole letter.
No, then to hell with you. You can stick to your question. Either you give me all the information, or you give me nothing. If you don't give me all the information, I give you nothing. And please quote me accurately. Say that you refuse to give me all the information. You offered, I bet you will never do that.
What information?
I bet you will never talk the truth and say, I wanted you to read the whole letter before I commented. You refused to do so. You wanted to read only one line. What do you think I am? Do you think I am an idiot? Do you really think that you can read one line to me? Huh? You're mad. Do you know about the importance of context? Do you understand context, by the way? Let me teach you a little bit.
Just hang on a sec.
Do you understand context?
Did you offer the 5,000 rands to Ms. Gavin?
Do you understand context?
No. Please answer my questions.
I want you to read.
With due respect, I'm asking the questions.
You have no right to ask me these questions in that idiotic fashion. Please read the whole letter to me. You give me all the information, and I'll give you. It goes both ways, the sharing of information. You media people mustn't think you're too bloody clever. It goes both ways, and you say, you, that doesn't hurt me. You can shout as much as you like. It's no difference to me, because as far as I'm concerned, you have no bloody power over me.
She also alleges.
You can talk lies about me, of course.
She also alleges. She also alleges verbal abuse and harassment from you.
Yeah, I know. Well, read the whole letter and ask her. Well, ask her what the circumstances were. Make your investigations properly, and she will understand what it is. All people who are fired or who are suspended make all kinds of allegations. So you will check why I offered her 5,000. You will check what the story is. Don't ask me, because I don't trust you as a journalist. I think you're a dishonest person, and therefore I'm not going to give you the information. If you're an honest, speak to any other journalist in this country. I never accuse them of being dishonest. I've always talked to them nicely. I think that's irresponsible, opportunistic, and dishonest, and it is my right to ignore you and not to talk to you, and you can do the worst you can with your pen, and we'll meet in court. Just check your information carefully before you write your nonsense, okay?
Okay, no, I will do that.
You are incapable of doing it, by the way. I don't think you're capable of checking anything properly.
Why?
But let's see, you might even, because I saw your idiotic article.
Which one?
But you might surprise me, Tietzo. You really, I'm not paying for your lawyer, by the way, but you might surprise me. Write a good article for once. Let's see if you can do it. Unless you write about scores of cricket matches and who plays and who was chosen, that's easy. But once you get into your style of venomous journalism, I'm afraid you collapse so miserably it is not true. And you're going to pay for it one of these days. That I absolutely promise you. That you're a young man, you must learn quickly, you must learn properly what journalism is all about. It's not cross-examining people, it's not drama, it is absolute honesty and seriousness. So you treat me with respect properly, I will treat you with respect properly. A whole letter, and I will tell you what the context of that whole letter is. In any case, isn't that sub judice, by the way? Isn't that going to be an issue which is going to come up in her proceedings? I'm asking you a question, Chesso.
No, I don't think a sub judice applies in this country.
Why not? Because you say so. Because you're the boss, are you?
No.
You're a judge or something.
Because we don't have that kind of system.
What do you mean? What kind of system we don't have?
Sub judice. Well,
tell me what kind. Describe our legal system to me, please, since you...
No, no, no. I'm saying in South Africa, sub judice.
I'm asking you to...
Sub judice does not apply.
I'm asking you, please, man. I'm not asking what you're saying. I heard your idiotic comment.
Yeah.
I'm asking you to describe our legal system to me, if you understand it.
No. I'm not talking about the legal system. I'm just...
So you don't understand the legal...
I'm just saying
I'm
to you...
you
I'm just saying to you that in my knowledge... In my idiotic knowledge, there's nothing so called sub judice in South Africa.
Where you got the letter from? I don't have the letter. And it's so public. The knowledge is so... You see, again, you're talking rubbish. The knowledge is so public that you can't read the whole letter to me. I don't have the letters. Send me all the letters. It's not public. Something you scraped up from somewhere in terms of your own agenda. Somebody asking, and I'll find out who it is. Somebody is asking you to publish something in a certain direction. You want to go that route, and you think you can successfully harass me. Think again. Think again, and think very, very carefully, because you will end up the loser on this one. So think very carefully. When does it become public knowledge, by the way? Tell me. Or are you lying again?
So what?
When did it become public knowledge?
What?
That money was offered to her, 5,000 rand. You said that's public knowledge. When?
No. I'm not saying it's public knowledge.
You said public knowledge.
So which story are you talking about here?
Wait a minute. Man.
Which story are you talking about?
You said, what has become public knowledge? What did you say? The fact that I offered the money, is that public knowledge?
No. Are we talking about the suspended acting CEO or some another matter?
No. I am telling you.
Yes.
The whole case of Ms. Govender,
yeah,
is sub judice still got to be heard. You say, no, sub judice doesn't apply.
No. I was...
And I said, wait.
I thought you were talking about cricket now.
I asked you to describe the legal system to me. You were too idiotic to describe the legal system to me. And then you lied.
I'm saying to you... No. Please listen to me, sir.
Don't interrupt me. Then you lied and said this is a matter of public knowledge. Now, please tell me.
Yeah.
Whether you lie to me like your morning and evening thing, whether you are a liar or not.
Okay. As I'm speaking to you right now, I'm sending you... I said to you, Times Live has published these stories last year.
Public what?
I'm saying Times Live published the stories last year.
I don't understand. What about the stories last year?
About you allegedly offering money to that woman.
What about it? You said you got a letter, you can only read one line to me. Where is it public knowledge? Tell me.
No.
Which newspaper? Show me the news. No, what do you mean by public knowledge? I'm either withdraw it admit you're a liar. Let me see how honest you are. Did you say public knowledge?
On what?
Did you, on anything in this conversation, did you use the word public knowledge or didn't you?
I said to you.
Did you use the word?
No.
Answer my question.
No.
Did you use the word public knowledge or didn't you?
On what?
On anything on this phone call. Did you use the word public knowledge?
I said to you the stories.
Did you use the word? No, man.
I'm answering you.
Public knowledge.
I'm answering you.
Yes, answer me.
I said Times Live published stories about the allegations of you offering money to that woman.
So it's out there.
Where is
the public knowledge about that?
Yes, it's out there because it's been published.
Where? Out in your bloody pocket, in the letter which you refused to
read. No, on Times Live.
Oh, so can you send that article to me?
Absolutely.
All right, send that article
to me. So,
yes. I'll respond to Times Live if I wish to. I don't want to an idiot like you.
So my question is that case still ongoing?
What the question is.
I hear that the case is at arbitration. Is that case still ongoing?
Which case?
About your alleged bribery to that woman.
Who alleged it?
The woman.
Now, you see, where do you get that?
I'm sending you a link right now.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Where did you get the information that there was a case against you for bribery in the first place? Are you alleging?
It's in the media. In the media. It's published.
Nowhere. You send me, chapter, again, you're a liar. You send me chapter and verse proof that what you said in your letter to me is correct, and I will respond to you. I am telling you now that you must learn to check these things. You're not an idiot. You are, actually, but I hope you're not. But you must learn to check these things properly. You will find, if it is somewhere reported, you must check it out before you make the allegations you made in the letter, which was that there have been proceedings brought against me. The thing has not been, you believe all this, of course, the thing has not been finalized after two arbitrations. It's very hurtful to my business. It's worth a million or two. But don't worry, I'll sue you for that one separately. But you check your facts and eat humble pie on that one. Because I don't know where you get your bullshit from. There are no proceedings against me where anyone is alleging bribery against me. Nothing at all. No proceedings ever. Now, please, again, will you read to me where you got it from and why you say your email to me is not full of dirty lies? Are you prepared to, or are you going to shut up now?
No, I was waiting for you to finish.
All right, carry on. Tell me where you read it to me.
So.
Read one line, read the whole article. Wait.
Okay. Retired Constitutional Court Judge Zack Yacoub has tendered his resignation as president of KZN Blind and Deaf Society.
Yes, yes.
His resignation comes less than a month after he offered money to persuade ex-director Shamila Seju to drop her case at the CCMA.
No, hold on. Is that also?
No. Just hang on. I'm going on.
Investigate. No.
No. Just hang on.
That is not that.
Just hang on. You asked me to read the lines to you.
Oh, carry on. Yes. No, not the lines. Read the whole article.
Yeah. Yacoub stepped into the role of acting director after Seju was dismissed for gross negligence, breach of fiduciary duties, and loss of trust. Yeah. After a financial officer allegedly transferred 12 million into her personal accounts.
Where does it say in that article that there is a case against me which has been adjourned twice and is going for arbitration? That's what you said to me in the email. That's what I'm saying. You're a liar.
No, that's what I said in the email. I'm asking you right now, where is the case right now?
The email is Russia. You want me to read it to you?
No. I'm asking you, what is the status of the case right now?
Which one? That's none of your bloody business. You say.
You say
that the status of that case is, you tell me in your email, you lie to me in the email, him and say to me that the status of the case is, A, that there is a case against me. So firstly, you've got to work out whether what you read to me doesn't show at all that there is a case against me. Just reuse your brains a little bit. That what you read to me doesn't show that a case has been brought against me. It just says somebody has alleged, okay? So nothing says a case has been brought against me. There's nothing in that letter which says the case is still pending. Where did you get that from, you dishonest fellow? Tell me where you got that from. Because otherwise, you're a liar. Where did you get the fact that the case is still pending? Who told you?
The people I speak
to. Where did you get the fact that there is a case against me? What you read.
Okay.
What you read doesn't show there's a case against me for bribery, right? You agree with that, or do you understand that to mean there's a case against me?
I'm asking you right now.
Is
there a case against you or not?
I'm telling you that you're a liar.
No. I'm asking you.
Listen to me.
I'm asking you.
I'm asking you.
Is that case still ongoing or not?
Sorry?
Is that case still ongoing or not?
Is there a case in the first place? Do you know?
Sorry?
Do you know whether there is a case in the first place?
At the CCMA.
Have you checked? Is there a case in the CCMA arising in... because I bribed somebody. Is there a case in the CCMA? Where you got that from? You're a liar.
According to my information.
According to who?
My information.
No, your information is rubbish as usual. Your information very, very often are lies.
Okay.
So tell me precisely where you got that information from.
Which information?
Because I want to know where you got the information from that there is a case pending against me.
No, sir. Obviously...
Did you get it from, idiot?
Obviously, I cannot tell you where I get my information from.
Because you get it from lying sources, you probably...
No.
Lying.
I get I information...
I don't believe. I don't believe that you got the information from anywhere. It's untrue.
So I'm making it up?
Invented it. Yes, you are. Of course you're a liar and a rogue.
What would I gain from that?
Oh, no, because you lie. You like to get all sorts of awkward reporting. That's your trouble. You're a mischievous journalist.
Why? What have I done?
There are many mischievous journalists in the world, and you will fail soon. Don't worry.
But what have I done, Judge?
You have lied about me. You have said to me in your email that there is a case that has been brought against me of bribery.
Yeah.
It's still pending.
Yeah.
That is lies. And when people speak lies about me, don't tell me where they got the lies from.
So you are saying...
I am afraid I do not trust them. I'm telling you it is lies. Go and check properly. And I'm telling you now that if you publish this, you can walk around without trousers on the streets soon.
Is there a case or not against you right now?
Shut up. Don't you ask me questions. You have no right to cross-examine me, you idiot. I've told you what I want to say, and that is then. How dare you? What gives you the right to ask me that sort of question?
Because it's my job. It's my job.
You're a paid journalist. That's what you are. It's not your job. It's not your job to lie.
I'm not lying to you, sir.
Tell me where you have you tested the information that you got that there is a case against you.
I'm asking you.
Have a job as a journalist?
It's a simple question, sir.
No,
is there a case?
My question is a simple one too. Did you test the evidence that you have to say that there is a bribery case pending against me? Did you check?
Yes.
Yes, and what did you find?
No, I'm not going to tell you what I found. I want to hear.
No, man, please, man.
I want to hear from
you. In your analysis,
Judge, you want me to answer your questions, but you don't want to answer my questions.
Because you're an idiotic, irresponsible journalist. I told you why. And if you answer my questions, I will answer yours. Answer mine first. Did you check this, and are you satisfied it is true?
Yeah.
Are you satisfied? Tell me why you're satisfied it's true. Give me chapter and verse. Because, again, you're lying to me. You have not checked it. You're not satisfied. I don't speak to lying journalists. So what did you check and what did you find was true? Tell me, when was the case brought? When was it adjourned?
When did
you learn that it's true pending? When did you sit down for again? Go to the CCMA and find out?
No. I will not tell you that.
Okay, don't tell me, because it's a lie. That's why you won't tell me. I am telling you, it's a very lie. So you can go and print it as your damn pillow. Do you understand?
Okay, I understand.
And you better apologize to me for lying about me.
I have not lied in any way.
You have lied. You have lied because you have said that there's a bribery case pending against me. Is that a lie or not a lie?
Not a lie.
It is a lie.
Okay.
Why do you say why do you say it's the truth?
No.
Is it the truth, you idiot? Is it the truth, yes or no?
What?
Is it the what? Don't you understand English?
English is not my mother tongue.
No, that's all right.
Yeah.
But then go and write in Zulu, and go and talk to people in Zulu or whatever your mother tongue is.
Yeah.
Because you are working English in my mother tongue either. Can't say tamari tabiyat barabar che. Eh? Arey yar, apni tabiyat kyan che? Tu kaun che salo? Mara hathe tu Gujarati ma baat kar. English is my second language too. Please talk to me in Gujarati. Kyan che tabiyat tamari barabar che? तबीयत तुम्हारी हारी छे के नहीं हारी मरे मैंने कह दो अरे यार पूछ है अक्कल काम नहीं करती सो इंग्लिश इज माय सेकंड लैंग्वेज टू डू यू अंडरस्टैंड दैट
या
सो डू यू अंडरस्टैंड इंग्लिश प्रॉपर्ली और नॉट आई डू इट्स माय सेकंड लैंग्वेज बट आई अंडरस्टैंड इट प्रॉपर्ली यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड इंग्लिश डू यू
या मी बट
डोंट पोज to write in English when you don't understand the language. You take that advice from me. Okay, so please tell me, do you think it is the truth? Have you established that it is the truth that there's a bribery case pending against me?
Judge, you are not answering my questions.
Please answer me the question.
I'm not going to answer your question if you don't answer.
Then I'm not answering yours either.
Okay, then, well, our conversation needs to come to an end then.
Sorry, no. You started this nonsense by writing a lying email to me.
I did not write a story.
I
sent you a question.
That is a lie, and you have no business to
That's
write
fine.
Lies to me.
That's fine. If you
No. I'm sure that for you it is absolutely fine to lie about people because that is your style. Thank you very much for the admission. That is your absolute style, isn't it?
Okay.
Isn't it your style to lie to people?
No, I'm not a liar.
Oh, your style is to be honest. Okay. So please tell me honestly exactly where you got this information from.
Which information?
If you're honest. You're not honest. You're a liar.
We're talking about two things, cricket and this other thing. Which one are we talking about?
No. We're talking about this other thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Because you say there is a case. You've checked, have you? That there is a case where I'm being sued for bribery. You've checked that out, have you?
Yes.
And you are sure there is a case?
Yes.
I'm telling you that you're talking bullshit.
Okay.
Okay? You're talking nonsense.
So okay.
Can you tell me, please, the case number?
No. I can never
can
do
you
that.
Tell me?
No. I can never do that.
Hold on.
Do you know
the case number?
I can never reveal that to you, sir.
You cannot. You never tell. But you say there is a case in which I have been sued for bribery. You insist on that.
I'm asking you.
No. I'm asking you, man. I know what you're asking me.
Yes.
You say that there is a case. Have you investigated?
So you say that bullshit. That's bullshit.
I'm saying that bullshit.
Okay, that's fine.
Why you say it's true?
Okay, that's fine. That's
why
fine.
Do you say it's true?
That's fine. If you say it's bullshit, then that's fine.
No. I'm asking you now. Not that's fine. You don't stop the. You don't start the conversation when you want to. And stop it when you want to. You understand? When you phone me, you take the full brunt of the conversation or you don't phone me at all. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Right. Now, I'm asking you, have you checked whether I have been sued for bribery in the CCMA? Have you checked?
No, Judge. You know what?
No, answer my question. Have you checked?
Have I checked what?
Whether that English is your second language. All right, I'll ask you in Gujarati.
Okay. I asked you a question.
Do you understand English or not? Please, I'm asking. Don't trouble me.
I asked you a question.
Listen to me, English. I'm asking. No. I'm asking you a question. Have you checked whether there is a case against me for bribery in the CCNA.
We're going around in circles, with due respect.
Have you checked? No, we're not. Answer my question. Yes, no. Or no, have you checked?
I will not answer your question.
Also, you have
because
not
you are not answering my questions.
I'm not, of course I'm not answering. I do not, I told you quite clearly, I do not, and please print this. I do not answer the question of a journalist who I consider to be dishonest, irresponsible, and opportunistic. Will you please print that?
I will.
I do not answer the question. Write it down carefully because you may make a typographical error again. I do not answer questions of journalists who I consider to be dishonest, irresponsible, and opportunistic.
And,
have you written it down?
Yes.
Are you sure you won't make a typographical error?
Never.
Are you sure? Absolutely.
You can repeat
anything
it again.
Else you want, anything else you want to ask me?
Yes. Did you offer the 5,000 to the suspended acting CEO?
Sorry?
Did you offer 5,000 rands?
I told you that that is sub judice, and in any case, I do not answer the question of a dishonest, irresponsible journalist.
Okay.
Don't you think that the comment applies to both? As far as I'm concerned, you are the depth of the journalistic industry. In fact, I'm dirtying my mouth talking to you.
I will tell you what.
Yes.
Right now, you are being abusive in your language and you are harassing
you,
in your language.
No. You can lie to me, which is not harassing at all. You refuse to give me information and I must give you information. Where is the fairness of that? Explain to me where is the fairness of the fact that you're trying to corner me and so on and so on. You guys can't have it that easy all the time. Life is not that easy and you're a big boy. Cowboys don't cry. You're a big boy. You're not a small child, you know. You're a journalist who insults people in the media repeatedly and so on. Now you're behaving like a stupid little baby. I want to cry for you. Harassing you indeed. You've been harassing me. Haven't you?
No.
You're a liar again. Of course you've been harassing me. And you've been harassing many other people. So please note that the statement by you that you have not been harassing me is a dirty lie. Would you note that? Please write it down.
Write what?
That your statement that you did not harass me is a dirty lie. Would you write it down, please?
No.
No, okay. Then don't write it down. You won't do anything I tell you. You'll only do what your dirty heart tells you to do.
Yeah, but you see, I just asked this question, simple questions, and you are insulting me right now.
No, it's not a simple question. It arises out of a degree of opportunism. It arises out of irresponsibility. It arises out of bad investigation. It arises out of your refusal to communicate information to me. And unfortunately, my work with journalists doesn't work that way.
So
I talk to journalists. Wait, hold on, man. Let me finish. When I talk to journalists, I talk honestly both ways. So if you're not honest with me, my brother, I am not honest. And that is fundamentally it. So you have a chance. Start being honest with me for a change. Tell me what your dishonest motives are. And then we'll talk. Come.
So you are saying that anything around anything to do with the suspended NTCO is sub judice. You cannot answer that.
Look, I am saying to you that these matters, you said it is not sub judice. I asked you why you're saying that. You did not answer that. But I'm saying that I'm not prepared to go into that for two reasons.
Yeah.
A, you are a dishonest, opportunistic, immoral journalist who doesn't share information fully and who are as roguish a journalist as I can find. And the second reason is that I prefer not to answer the question and to air it when an inquiry comes up. And the third thing is that I have grave difficulties with the way in which you want to read only one line of a letter to me because you are such an idiot, you don't understand context.
Okay, thank you very much for your time,
sir. That is my answer.
Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Why are you... No, wait a minute. Now, don't lie. Do you appreciate anything? Thank you very much. You see, you must learn to be straightforward. That's why, you see, when you lie, you say evening instead of morning instead of evening. have a good morning, because they don't intend me to have a good morning at all. So I see through your lies. Now you're saying thank you very much. Is that sarcastic, by the way?
No, 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 not at all. I don't take it for granted.
Okay.
Listen, I don't take it for granted that you took the time to
tell me what you're thanking me for.
For you taking your time and agreeing to speak to me for this long.
No. I agreed to speak to you because I thought you would at least be honest. But you see, since you lied to me, the only way you can thank me for speaking to you genuinely is to be honest with me. Otherwise, your thank you are just words. So be honest with me and we'll talk properly and I will tell you everything if you tell me everything. Now, you have one more chance. You tell me everything, and I will tell you everything.
What is everything?
Well, you should know what everything is. Don't cross-examine me. You know, I'm used to cross-examining people. I've been cross-examining people since 1970.
Yeah, but you say everything. What is everything?
Born yet. Were you born?
What is everything that you want?
Were you born in 1973?
What is everything?
Were you born in 1973?
No, of course not.
You were not born in 1973, so I've been cross-examining people from before you were born, you see.
Yeah, but so you're not answering my question.
And I do not succumb to idiotic cross-examination like yours. Your questions are so stupid, it's not true, actually. You think they sound clever, but they're very, very stupid. Don't you realize that?
Okay, no. That's fine.
I
have no more questions to you.
Do you realize that your questions are stupid? I have questions for you. Do you realize that your questions are stupid, or don't you?
My questions are not stupid, sir.
Oh, so you think they are clever?
Absolutely.
Oh, wonderful. Well, no, congratulations, my dear fellow. I hope you go a long way in this world. You have a lot to learn, and I hope you learn very, very quickly. All right. And thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to teach you a lesson or two. I hope you will learn, and I hope you will recover from this sort of trance in which you are in. And don't try dirty tricks with me, like English is my second language. Because if you don't know English properly, you have no business to bloody well work in an English language newspaper. All right? And English is my second language too. You're trying to be racist there, weren't you? Weren't you trying to be racist?
No. No.
Weren't you?
No.
Oh, you weren't. Oh, you're a non-racist, are you?
Yes.
So tell me, what is the point about English being your second language?
But,
No. It is my job to ask you questions.
No. Well, it's not my job to answer your questions.
You have no one-way right. No journalist in the world. Who taught you journalism, by the way? Which university did you go to? Because there is no one-way right in journalism for you to ask.
Show me
which book said so.
Listen. With due respect, let's end the conversation, please, because I have no more questions to you, and I think the conversation must come to an end now.
Why?
Because you have said enough, you have insulted me enough, and I will not take this anymore.
No, I've not insulted you.
I have to go now.
But wait, why did you lie about me?
No. Thank you so much for your time, sir. I have to go. I really have to go. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.